We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn to cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Ready to Love, Season 11, Detroit. Recap of Episode 2. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Two episodes in. How you feeling?
You know, I have complimented that the quality and the caliber of the cast seems better than what I've seen in previous seasons. And maybe it's just because what I've seen in Philly. So that was the last one. So it's like everything is an upgrade to what we saw in Philly. But it seems decent. I like the fact that I think there's some good people in here. I could see some good potential.
You see some good potential.
I do see some good potential.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Well, true. That'll change, I'm sure. But
now, one of the things I did see that people were a little upset, especially as you go through some of these, you know, whether it's the Reddits or some of these comment sections, you see people upset with the fact of these elimination/non-elimination. You said you had no issue with it in episode one.
Yeah.
And as they're kicking off episode two, we found out there's going to be a second chance mixer for people to get a second first impression, which is something that they tell us in life does not happen. You don't get a second chance to make a first impression. Are you down for this one?
I am. I mean, because I think the first mixer, I think it's just too early to send somebody home. Right. So I like the idea of a second chance mixer. Gives them a chance to redeem themselves, if you will. And, you know, we're going to get into it. But some of them night and day different of their first mixer and their second mixer. It was like different people that showed up. So I like the idea of that opportunity. But eliminating four people on day one, I thought was a little aggressive. But then, of course, I knew they weren't going to do that.
A sum to be says, woohoo, just had to remember the names of this cast. You two? Boy, jeez. We're going to be fighting, struggling for this one today. Newbie Mahogany says, I forgot what happened on the show this past Friday. Don't worry. We'll remind you. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
We're here to get you through all of that, okay? By the way, let's see. Got to put this out here because Kata Canary Diamond says, happy belated birthday, Terrell.
Thank you.
Are you one of those people who celebrates the entire month? Are you one of those people?
I'm not. I do the week. You know, my birthday week, I try to enjoy that, but I don't go
the week.
I don't go full month because Thanksgiving winds up being like, you know, not too far after. So it kind of kills it.
Oh, it's like a turkey. Thanksgiving makes your birthday the turkey. You know, a whole week to celebrate. I never understood the concept of people taking a whole month. A week I can see, right?
Yeah.
A weekend. Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
A week is fine. The week before or the week after? That's the real question now. Because you took the weekend already. So was that to wrap it up or was that to kick it off?
Well, technically, since I've been laid off, I'm taking both. The week before and the week after.
Not if you're not celebrating.
I got nothing but time. So why not celebrate it?
Hey, KD Canary Diamond says the weekend before and after. His birthday fell on a weekend. This year, his birthday fell on a weekend.
Me and Ghetto Boys are trick or treat.
Yeah, buddy. And Vacation Every Day says, for milestone birthdays, you celebrate all year. What are the milestone birthdays?
I don't
21
know.
I mean, is I think, obviously one.
Yeah, 21. I think when you turn 40.
The hell?
No one really cares when you're in your 30s. So maybe 21, 30, 40. Mm-hmm. And then 50. I think as you go into each new decade, maybe that's the milestone.
Okay. Vacation Every Day says 40 and 50. Because if 40 was over the hill when we were kids, is 50 now the over the hill? Because the 40 today was the 25 of yesteryear. Let's be real. Because them 40-year-olds that we saw on TV back then, they were looking rough. We didn't want to get to 40 at that point.
I don't know, because I think I'm 51. I don't feel like I look 51. Like the 51s I thought when I was a kid, I don't look like that. I don't feel like that. So I'm not too sure. I think maybe, as they keep saying, like 40 is the new 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. 50 is the new 40.
Blame Jay-Z for that. He's the one that started that crap, and everybody, ever since then, everybody's been living by that. 30 is the new 20. Hey, that doesn't mean you date a 20-year-old when you're 40. Okay, stop it.
You could.
Nubian Mahogany says it's over the hill until you arrive there. Good point. At what point do we realize it? So, okay. So Vacation Every Day says 40, 50, and when you get to 60, start celebrating every 5 years.
Is it because of life expectancy for Black people? It's drops lower.
You may only get one more. You may only get one more.
You made it to 60. Now focus on 65. Don't go 10 years. Focus on 5 years.
And see, so this is what I'm talking about. This is the only reason we're spending this time on this, because thank you, your girl, Sheryls. Back in the day, 40 was rough. Red Fox was in his 40s on Sanford and Son. George Jefferson was in his 40s. Was he in his 40s? Or was he even in his, yeah, he had to be in his 40s because Lamont was older.
Yeah.
Right? This, yeah. And as we aged up, as we came up, then, you know, we became younger. Is it that we're living better, eating better? What is it?
I'm assuming better lotion. Better moisturizers. Yeah.
High Vibe is taking it there. Jay had a reason for lowering the age limit. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. The man is happily married. Stop it. On that note, thank you, High Vibe. You just made us get right back on track. You know, four people, Dominic, Emily, Richie, and Devon, they were called to the front of the congregation at the end of episode one. Mm-hmm. And Tommy tells them they're not being eliminated. They're going to Second Chance Mixer. But it also tells everybody else that another six people are going to join them in the Second Chance Mixer. So fight it out among yourselves so we see which six of you bastards are going to come for the second mixer.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the second round of the first mixer? This is kind of confusing because it's a second chance at the first mixer to survive the first mixer, so you don't get to the second chance second mixer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought this was a great opportunity for people to step up, you know, raise their game up, those that know they need to. But a couple people fumbled, like Chris. He sits with Donna. Mm-hmm. And instead of taking the opportunity to get to know Donna, he's like, what are the ladies saying? Pretty much, am I going to be going home? Are they talking bad about me? Am I going to be going out? Nobody wants to hear that. I thought he wasted a good opportunity to get a connection.
You know, it's kind of crazy because, you know, you have this woman in front of you. And the only thing you can think about is, are y'all going to send me home?
What are the other ladies saying? I'm not worried about you. What are all the other ladies saying about me?
Yeah, that was a little bad. You know, the problem also too was that Cardi was still Cardi, very awkward here. He saw him with Ashanti and it's like, dude, wake up, get it together. Yeah. What happened?
Yeah. Ashanti was like total snooze fest for her. She's like, so tell me more about you. Trying to even coach him. And he still fumbled.
What do you think of the non-college sweethearts, Nicole and Ed? Because Nicole seems smitten in this. Did you think Ed was showing a little more interest here?
His body language to me looked like he was showing a bit more interest, because we talked about this episode one. It wasn't a lot of eye contact. He wasn't really directing his body towards her. In this instance, as they're sitting on the couch talking, he's really leaned in. I think his body language is saying he's kind of interested. I think he's willing to explore. I think Nicole should lower her expectations a bit, because I think she's still smitten from when they were in college. She's been holding on to this all this time, that I don't want to see her get disappointed, but she's a little too giddy.
It's too late for that, because she literally said, I don't know if he's secretly in love with me like I am with him. No, I can answer that for you right now. Episode one told me that immediately. And he's just trying not to get eliminated at this point. Well, he's trying not to go to the second chance mixer. He's like, I got to show some interest before she sends me in there.
Well, do you think that she's just thinking of the fantasy? right? Like how cool the storyline would be that this guy, we went to college together. I had a big crush on him. He didn't really know who I was. We wind up being on this reality dating show. We fall in love. We're married. We have 2.5 children, right? The story, I think, is what she's going for.
That's the problem. Like a something to be says, agreed, tell. She's living out her fantasy college dream. Newbie Mahogany says, I think Ed was being nice. And High Vibe wraps it all up. He said she's the homie. He didn't say the homie love a friend. He just said the homie. Right? Now, Sean says, college man and career man, two different people. Not if they have the same mentality.
Very, very, very true. But I think High Vibe hit it because no one has ever said, I'm going to go home and make love to my homie. No one's ever said that.
The only one was probably was Brittany Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes and my homie.
That's probably the only one that can get away with that. But no one is like, man, I can't wait to have sex with my homie tonight. No, no one's ever said that.
By the way, Jaguar Actual says the whole premise of this episode was trash. I don't mind having a second chance mixer, but it should have done it like Philly where the 20 people were split 10-10. Okay, I'm going to say it before Terrell does. Nothing they did in Philly should be repeated. Let's get that over with.
Yeah, 100%. Because you got to understand, that adds more episodes. I thought this was better because you have pretty much 2 days and two episodes and we can kind of move and people are getting eliminated. It's great, but they shouldn't do anything like they did with the Philly group. That was a waste of time.
I'm going to say this real quick because I didn't catch it before we came on. Back up from your camera. You are forehead in here real close.
There. Is that better?
Much better.
I just had it was just leaned a little bit down, so I had to tilt it back up a little bit.
I was like, hey, I don't want to see if you have boogers, man. Stop it. We're not checking for that. Ashanti was still out there being a little reserved, right? This could be a problem for her, obviously, right?
Well, it can be because I think there's Tommy always talks about really getting deep and making connections. And what he's really encouraging them to do is be open, share some stuff, be vulnerable. Shanti's not doing any of that.
Yeah.
It's not her style. No.
And as we'll find out why later when she gives us a little more insight, which it's not good for reality TV dating shows. What are you doing on the show if that's the way you're going to be?
Right.
You can't be shy. You can't be, I'm just going to be the cute one that doesn't say anything. You can't do that. Not on these. That doesn't get you TV time. And it doesn't get you advanced. It gets you eliminated, right? Sure enough, we find out who's going to the second chance mixer. Any surprises here? Because, Cardi's going, Chris is going, and Xavier is going.
No surprises for those three. I was surprised to hear Bello's name in the mix. But that was only Diamond that said that just because she hasn't had a chance to connect with him. But I'm glad that his name, he didn't get put into that list, but to me, those three, based on the first mixer, makes sense.
Even though Chris couldn't believe that what am I? I talk to all. I know everything about these women. The hell
do you know who I am? Can you smell me? Do you know who I am?
Wait till you taste my food. on the ladies' side, no real surprises here. Okay, Diamond, she was definitely in the mix. Christina.
Yeah.
And no surprise, Ashanti.
Right. No surprise there. All valid reasons.
Christina was a little insulted that she was there.
Excuse me? Yeah, girl. Which I don't see what they're talking about her energy being too much, but I haven't seen that part yet. But I'm assuming that stuff gets edited out.
I know exactly what they're talking about. Just the way she started the whole, she can't be in Gen Pop. At a show, she got to be in VIP. Yeah, that's enough. I would have eliminated her ass too.
Well, has nothing to do with energy. Because I didn't like those things she said either, but that wasn't energy to me.
No, it was definitely energy. That's just bougie energy. Oh, my bad. That's right up your alley. I apologize, sir.
Speaking my language.
MWA says, I'm surprised about Ashanti. I think she's one of the best looking women. And being attractive is great, but on these shows, it's not going to get you anywhere. You got to be a little bit more than a pretty face. There are a lot of pretty faces out there, right?
Yeah. And if you tell everybody how pretty you are, then to me, that makes you less attractive.
Yeah. Tasha in the desert said, Ashanti said she liked to go out a lot, right? Yes. That's exactly why Stephen, the teacher, was like, yeah, he wasn't feeling her vibe. So that's why she's ending up there. We get to the second mixer, which is a rooftop mixer, right? And mm-hmm. one thing about Detroit, as long as it's not the wintertime, rooftops are amazing. Because even in the middle of summer, the hot days are 80 degrees. So it's great, right? Mm. So great place to have it, overlooking the ball field, you know, great place. How you feeling when you see these folks arriving there this time around?
You know, I like the rooftop. I thought that was pretty chill. But just looking at some of the people's energy, you know, mm-hmm. Cardi, you know, Devin, just a lot of them I thought showed up differently mm-hmm. for the second mixer, which is exactly what they needed to do. So I started feeling positive about this group.
You know, the problem I had just on first look, because as the women were talking about Devin and Cardi bringing out the extra swag, Dominique was a little upset in episode one mm-hmm. about Vince talking about her tattoos, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yet she wears something that shows more tattoos. So I'm confused.
She knows what she's doing.
Okay.
She knows what she's doing. She shows that all the time. It's not like this was oops. At the first mixer, I accidentally showed these guys' names I got tattooed on me. My bad. She knows exactly what she's doing.
Who else can I get to piss me off today?
She's got to find the guys who don't mind that. Like you and I, we couldn't do it. But maybe one of these guys, that's not an issue for them.
Now, Assumpta B says the rooftop people came looking 180 degrees except for Ashanti. She downgraded. Did you agree?
I don't agree, but I'm not going to knock, you know, the lady on her looks. I think they came the way they wanted to come. No one to me looked bad. No one like stood out. I was like, ooh, why are you wearing that? You know, there no nothing that didn't stand out to me at all.
That's what you came with. No.
Yeah, this is what for a second chance. This is what she did. You went to a secondhand store to get an outfit for the second chance mixer.
Now, if you ask Dominique, you know who didn't upgrade for this mixer? Richie. And why? It's not because of how he was dressed. It's not because of how he looked. It's because when he walked in, he did the one thing you are not supposed to do.
Right. You never, never tell a woman, you know, you should smile more. You need to work on smiling more. You never say that to the five guys that follow us on this. Tell your friends, don't ever tell a woman she needs to smile more. It's rude. It's inappropriate. Don't do it.
You know, the bad thing is, and I'm guilty because I used to, you know, walk up to myself, smile, you know, and didn't think it was offensive. Then when I heard it was, I'm like, Jesus, really?
Yeah.
I mean, because if I'm walking and and you say smile, I'm like, I'll react. I'm not going to be like, God damn it, don't tell me. But once I heard, okay, yeah, I get it. So that's something that he had to find out the hard way. And the bad thing is that for Dominique, she held on to that, right?
Yeah.
Because even later on when they're having that whole, you notice they had a little group discussion on the inside talking about female friends. And he was just talking. He's like, you know, well, I grew up with 1,000 women. She's like, 1,000? Really?
I got 1,000 female friends. It's like, really, dude? 1,000? No, you don't.
Okay. Wasn't she just over-exaggerating with that, though? I mean, just that wasn't a necessary way to put... You didn't have to put him down for that. That's, you know what he was saying. He wasn't being literal.
He wasn't being literal, but here's the deal. You're on a second chance mixer for people to try to get to know you. Your goal is to try to get people to like you.
Yeah.
Why would you say something like that?
Right.
That doesn't help your case.
No, very true. And that was not, that definitely didn't help him. And because of the way he started off with her, she wasn't going to let him off the hook regardless.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, Tasha, he's like, yeah, y'all need to stop taking what I say literal.
Yeah. Stop saying it.
But it's also the reason why I said, well, everybody knows, because when I had to stop myself from saying that. Well, you know, everyone knows this. No, everyone doesn't know this.
Right.
Yeah. And Sly is absolutely right. Dominic just didn't like it because she said he couldn't make a better second impression because his first one was that bad. She just didn't like him, right?
True. So
that's
true.
He had no chance of even getting any points with her at all.
Right.
But you did see that Cardi, mm-hmm. once he was able to take the plaits and the braids out of his hair and just let it slick back.
He got more blood flow to the brain, and now he's good.
Yo, this was his twin. I'm sorry. The first person that showed up was Barney. This is Cardi.
Yeah.
Because he came with it's a completely different person. He was out there with Dominique and, yo, what the? Who is this guy?
Yeah, no, Cardi, I was quite impressed because he's sitting there with Dominique and he's putting his little subtle moves on and the smooth way that he got his arm around her. And it took her mm-hmm. a moment to even notice. And she's like, mm-hmm. did you just put your arm around me? And I was like, good for you, Cardi.
He'd be like, no, I had that back there for the last five minutes. Be aware of your surroundings.
Do you know your bras off?
I got your bra off. I learned that in college.
Yeah, that was girl. Snap.
I just never learned to put them back on. Didn't need to. Now, Cardi did the upgrade. Xavier did himself absolutely no favors when he's sitting there with Emily. Now, Emily did not have the same sourpuss look on her face this episode.
Right.
Not all the time. At least it was a little better. But what he said, she should have given him this look. Because what Xavier said to her was terrible.
Yeah. He said, I'm a mixed bag and I'm busy just with life. That's probably why I'm here and haven't been dating much. Why don't you tell somebody I'm too busy to date? That's really what you're saying. Like, I'm on this singles deal to try to meet somebody, but I'm really busy. Yeah, that's not a good starter.
I'm busy. I don't have time to commit to anyone. So she just uncommits her time with him.
in a such a cool way. And this is what I like.
Yes.
She pulled a Maxine Waters, reclaiming my time. I'm going to go talk to some people over here.
Talk about not reading the rules. She's like, I'm going to stop you right here. He's like, okay, go ahead. Yeah, this is great. This is going great. No, I'm leaving.
It's not. She's like, yeah, I'm about, let me stop you right there. I'm going to talk to some people. I'm going to move around.
Your girl, Cheryl, does this answer your question? Yes, that is Emily. Sly says Deacon Xavier messed up. He did. He messed up big time. That was terrible in that place, right?
Yeah.
On the other hand, we said Cardi had to glow up. Devon also had to glow up. The women were no longer looking at his hands and whatever he was doing with his hands that they didn't like before, right? And now he came with some swag. I mean, Christina was feeling his new swag. And all the ladies were. This upgrade for him didn't satisfy what you thought he should have done in this one.
Yes, because it starts with the outfit, right? And mm-hmm. we know that people visually, they need to see if they're attracted to somebody. What he had on at the first mixer, that's mm-hmm. great for like date two or three. Date one, you go all out. And mm-hmm. I think he stepped his game up when he showed up. But also, he seemed more relaxed and confident. He didn't seem like this, you know, I'm a project manager at University of Michigan. Like, he just didn't seem like that kind of guy. He just seemed more relaxed and cool, calm, and collected, which I think made other people notice, and mm-hmm. they wanted to try to engage with him a bit more. So good job for him.
Sean says Devon did a complete 180, and Monique says, look, it wasn't a glow-up. The women just realized, this is what we got to pick from. Ain't gonna change. Let's deal with it. Damn. Jeez. Monique, what's wrong? Talk to me. Jeez. That was a gut punch. Something to be says, Devon definitely showed confidence. Just hope it's not just the clothes. He is smart and handsome. He needs to just drop the professor-like act when on dates. But if that's his personality and not an act, then what?
Yeah, that's who he is. And what do you do with that? Don't we tell people to be themselves? Be their authentic self?
isn't that what we say on these dating shows? Be your authentic self? Now, Brandy says Devon got a little too confident at one point. Yes, we're going to get to that because that's not too far. That's not too far ahead. Matter of fact, The thing that I did notice too is, as people have been, you know, mentioning Emily, and that she has this look on her face, but the one person that was able to make that look change and even made her blush a little bit was Cardi.
Yeah. Cardi put that smoothness on her.
Broke them walls down.
Yeah. She noticed this time. She noticed him, and it could be because there's less guys there, so maybe it's easier to notice him when it's only five guys compared to 10. But she thought he stood out at the mixer, and of course they get a little flirty. And then Cardi was holding her hand, and you feel good. I'm like, all right, now
put that smoothness on. It worked. Then Tommy shows up. Mm-hmm. And decides to pull the women together for deliberation. Now, this is a little different because he did the, usually he does the women, the men together, and then does, I thought this is kind of early, right?
Right.
But he did it differently. An early elimination of one of the guys and then getting to the women later. Did you like the way he did this?
Oh, I was going to ask you, do you think that's how it went, or is that just how they edited it? You know what I mean? Because I was curious if they edited it differently.
They could have.
You know what I mean? I was going to ask you if that's what you thought, too, because it was odd to do it this way. Normally, they always eliminate them together.
You know, the way to tell is looking at the shots, right? And I have to go back and look and see, because in the shots after, especially when they're doing the other elimination, they'd have to cut, because as they eliminated Richie from this one, they'd have to make sure he's not in any of the other shots.
Right.
Because then, oh, no, wait a minute. He's in the background here again after we already eliminated him.
He's like Wolf of Wall Street. I ain't fucking leaving.
You know, what's interesting about this, though, because as Richie got eliminated, but Xavier was also called to the front. And he's thinking before that, like, hey, you know I am not one of the bottom guys. And like, dude, there's only five of y'all. Trust me, it's easy to get to the bottom of five. Okay.
Yeah.
And sure enough, he wasn't the top three, which made him what? One of the bottom two.
Yeah.
Well deserved.
And they said that he wasn't masculine enough. And Richie says, I've been with 1,000 women. How am I not masculine?
And Dominic said, 1,000 women? you know, there's so much more to get to, especially, you know, Devin and his extra smooth moves. And of course, the other elimination. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Thank you. So, Cellar and Spice is the official kitchen and wine accessory plug of the RGRT pot. If you cook, host, or drink wine, and honestly, who doesn't check at least one of those boxes, you need to check out cellarandspice.com. Go support them, support the show, and upgrade your kitchen in the process.
Upgrade the kitchen.
Upgrade.
In the
upgrade.
Okay. Nope. I think everyone's a little surprised that you know that. The second part is don't ever do that dance again. Don't ever do that again. You do that dance again, I'm going to go ahead and send that Merce over there. Order it on Amazon immediately. See? No. Sean, tell him talking with those hands. Monique, oh no, not a birthday shimmy. Shoulders and all, like, yo, what? I don't know what is in that. That's what's in your water jug, because it's obviously not water.
Just water.
No, just water. It can't be. Not like that. Hey, shout out to everybody who's hanging out with us, whether you're here now as part of the live crew or watching this later as part of the replay gang. Do us a favor, please. Tap that like button. And if you're not subscribed, please subscribe. You know, we're over 8K now. Thank you very much. We really love that. Looking to get to 9 and 10 and 11 and 12 and all that. So if you're not subscribed, please subscribe and hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RGRT Pod reaction videos and more, including members-only live streams coming up soon. So story time with Terrell.
Newbie Mahogany is like, y'all leave Terrell alone. Let him dance. No.
Thank you. Thank you. This is my birthday week. Why can't I just have fun?
See, okay, I didn't take you to be one of those people. I don't want to use the word opposite of love. I don't want to use the hate word. But I really hate when people say that. You got to be nice to me. It's my no, I don't.
Yes, no, you did.
No, you I did. Don't. Only thing I got to do is breathe or die. If I don't do one, the other's going to come naturally.
Yeah, no. You got to be nice to me because I'm celebrating the fact that my parents had sex sometime in February. And I came out in November. You should celebrate that with me. That's all the birthday is, right?
She likes to tweet, says, loathe, Yanni. The word is loathe. I loathe. Yeah, I sound like Samuel L. Jackson when I say that. I loathe. These snakes on the plane. Yeah. And people who say, it's my birthday. I can do what I want. No, you can't. By the way, High Vibe says you were conceived on Valentine's Day. So in the throes of love.
That's right.
Chocolate and roses.
That's right. So I'm all about love because that's what I was made from. Love.
Sure.
Or obligation. Who knows? It was the 70s.
I guess. I don't know what's going on. I guess so. Let's do it.
Well, it's Valentine's Day, I guess.
Thank God your mom doesn't watch the podcast anymore.
Exactly.
I think I'd lose my invite. Monique says, I'm with you, 11-13. Big Papa says, born November 12th. And yes, conceived on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to know those details. I'm good. I am good. Okay. Whew, let's get off that birthday. Back to your boy, Devon, who, in all his smoothness, this is where he faltered when he was sitting down with Ashanti. This was terrible in all aspects.
Oh, 100%, because you have this woman in that's right in front of you. You got her attention. And instead of just trying to talk and get to know her, he asks her to judge him based on looks. Never do that.
Why?
Yeah, why would you ask that? What's to be gained from that? And all it shows is that he's not confident in how he looks.
And it's, you're fishing for compliments, right? The worst thing to do. Because if she was the kind of person to go, well, the clothes look nice, but you're probably still going to need to work on the face. You'll get your feelings hurt, right? Don't do that to yourself. Do not do that to yourself.
It's your issue is your face. Like, you can't change that. That's your problem. So then I think I've been there where you're not sure, you're not confident if someone is attracted to you or not. But I think one thing you got to do is just run with it. She's sitting there, so assume that she's attracted. What's that? Jennifer Chapman says, I just can't do Ray to love. You know, I used to say that for how many seasons have we been doing this now? I used to say that too. This is better. I will say this Detroit season is a lot better than what I've seen before. So maybe give it a chance, give it a shot, or just continue to listen to us.
If Tell can say that, that means it's good.
It's better. It's better. I would say it's better.
Look, if Terrell is giving the cast compliments, that's a good thing. Next up, we see Xavier with Diamond. And this is Devon and Ashanti was awkward.
Mm-hmm.
This conversation was awkward in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Absolute reverse, right?
Yeah, it was because it just seemed boring. Right. But it seemed like they got along. I mean, I think they have a few things that are in common. And I personally like how Diamond's like, hey, well, let me give you my number just in case I get eliminated. And the fact that Xavier took it, I thought it was positive until Xavier said that she's good people. He just doesn't have a romantic connection.
Look, he took it to be nice, you know, because he didn't know. Right. Diamond's a lawyer.
Right.
So you don't know if you don't take her number, she doesn't find a reason to sue you. Isn't that what she said? Like, well, since y'all don't want to take my number, I ain't want you nowhere. I just wanted to sue you.
You've been served. You're not going to take my number? Okay, here. You've been served. How about
just
that?
Say. Equal opportunity, all right? Well, he was a gentleman. He took the number. He's probably never going to use it unless he needs, you know, some advice. But now, this part was also very interesting because Smooth Devon went from the awkward side to now the even smoother side because Dominic noticed it.
Yeah.
Remember, they noticed it at the bar. She noticed it at the bar. He's like, oh, come on, let's talk. And this is where the edits come in. Because they said, let's talk. Then we see somebody get eliminated. Then we see them on the couch. I'm like, wait a minute. How did this happen?
Yeah.
This combo, though, got a little interesting.
Yeah, it did. I mean, there was a lot of flirting going on. Devon, again, seemed more at peace, more calm, relaxed, thus a lot smoother with it. They were very flirty and touchy, which is always a good sign if you're on a date with somebody and they're touching on you. That's positive. And she's like, hey, you got something on your lip. And she wanted to get it off, which in the real world, that definitely would have been a kiss her moment.
Okay.
In the real world.
Okay. Because that was my question. Did he read that wrong or did she send mixed signals? Because it's not just that she wiped it off his lip, right? But the way she left her hand up there and the way she was looking at him, he was not wrong for making his move for the kiss, did he?
He wasn't wrong for making his move for the kiss. But what he has to understand is there's other people in the room that are part of the show. Mm-hmm. And so you got to have to you have to be careful with how much PDA you show, at least this early in the game. Because then the
other man looked into her eyes and it was over.
Oh, yeah. He was like, yeah. I want you. I like you, and I want you. He was deep. It's like, dude, no. But I would have read that the exact same way. When she got in his face and kind of rubbed it and just kind of sat there, to me, that was her saying, come in and kiss me.
Yes. Now, something to be says that was so, so inappropriate. Cringe, overly ambitious, because Dominic is just trying to acquire votes to stay. Yes. But she sent big mixed signals, like YouTube channel member MWA says, because the way she looked at him, I thought, me watching it,
went,
oh, she's really feeling him. It's on. He's about to get the, oh, never mind. It was bad. By the way, Tasha in the Desert says, to be fair, a woman zeroing in on your lips and wanting to remove something, I'm not mad at him for trying, but they both handled it well.
They did. Yeah, she didn't totally reject him. She just said, hey, you need to take me out on a proper date before you can kiss me. Fair. I can respect that.
Your girl,
that.
Cheryl, says he was wrong in that environment this early in the game. It's a reality TV dating show. Anything can happen. And Sly says, I didn't like the lip thing. Don't touch my mouth, please, stranger.
stranger danger.
So here's the thing. You said that she's told him, you got to at least take me out on a date first. You didn't like when Ashley said, you got to have money to date me. Did you like the fact that she said, you got to take me out on a date first, even though we're vibing here, you don't get a kiss?
Yeah, those are two totally different things. No, those two totally different things. You take me on a date first. That way I know that you really like me and you're going to treat me like a lady and court me compared to Ashley saying, you got to make X to date me.
She didn't give a number. She didn't give a number.
She had the number in her head. Because no one says you got to make money because everybody that has a job makes money. Now it's just a question of how much.
I just got to make enough.
She has a number of what enough is in her head.
Okay. Okay, but then, by saying that to him, though, again, are these more mixed signals? Because as you're saying, if you take me out on a date, you can then get a kiss.
Well, come on now. anybody.
Hey, she took it literal what Richie said, so I'm just taking what she said literal.
But it's not just because they go on a date, close the check, it's a guaranteed kiss. It could be a bad date that he's paying for. But it could be a bad date. And he's not going to get a kiss after that. That's on him.
Sly A, who's been keeping your list lengthy, agrees, says, yeah, let's see if we like one another. Date is appropriate.
Yes.
Devon does not need to know if he likes her. He already knows that. He knows he's already wrapped up in the web, but he looked in her eyes and she was brushing whatever off his lip. He's gone. He's all in.
Well, Devon likes a couple other people too. I just think Devon to me feels like he just wants to win. That's the vibe I get from him right now, is that he just wants to win because he didn't get a whole lot of play in the first mixer. So he's turned it up a notch this time. I just think he just wants to win.
Okay.
So far.
Is that what you thought when you saw him go up to the table with Xavier, Christina, and Ashanti? Because they were sitting at the table. He goes up and he's talking to them. Because this is where Christina is saying, you know, she talks about the fact, oh, yeah, we had a little static before.
Yeah.
In the first mixer, because to me, one, Christina comes off arrogant, but why are you upset that this man asked you how old you are? You're on a reality TV dating show. The world knows how old you are. What is the big deal? This is not normal dating. Why are you mad? He asked you a question about yourself.
Yeah. That's a woman thing, in my opinion, because it's not I mean, Christina is what, around 35, maybe 36 now. So what's wrong with saying that? It'd be one thing if she was like 55 and doesn't feel comfortable telling somebody she's 55, which you should, but she's 36. What's the big deal?
You know what it is? Because she's an artist, right? She's probably telling people she's 26. You know, artists don't get past 30 till they already have a hit. Well, they're 25 to 29 for 14 years.
Yeah, well, but to your point, what type of artist? Because how many artists you know are also massage therapists? And that's what she is, massage therapist and a songwriter, but don't know how big her music career is right now. Could be just starting to take off.
Some people may call a massage therapist an artist because they massage.
Because they massage it. They have the art of massage. Those are two totally different type of massage therapists that
okay.
we're talking about.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm on my bad boys. Okay. What'd you think when Christina, you saw her and Devon off again. This is right before Tommy walks in, right? And she smells him and then tells him, yeah, you need some more cologne. You smell clean, though.
That is a very interesting statement because For a lot of men, if they're into colognes, there's certain scents and colognes that you wear depending on seasonality. But your goal is not to be that cloud like the old men where people can still smell you after you left the room for 10 minutes. So he might have just went light. I think Christina likes a really strong scent because, you know, she likes Chris's scent. But I think she likes a really strong scent. So I'm wondering if she tells him that and he applies that, he might wind up turning off other women because now he smells too strong.
Right. Smells like he walked through the whole bottle.
Yeah.
But you're right. Because different smells for different people and different smells smell different on different people.
Right.
But she just didn't. Now, Dina the Explorer says maybe he smelled like outside. She said he smelled clean.
Smell like outside. Outside could be clean.
No. Because look, when my daughter go outside to play and we come back in and my wife goes, "Ooh, y'all smell like outside." She's not saying y'all smell clean. She's saying, take your ass in the shower. You get in the tub, you get in the shower, and then y'all come back in here and hang with me. When somebody tells you smell like outside, it's not good.
Yeah, probably not.
See, Nubian Mahogany, outside does not smell clean. High Vibe says outside means musty. Hey. By the way, Mimi says, dating show or not, he needs to know her age. She's weird. I don't care if a man asks my age. I'm proud of my 45.
There you go.
See?
He should be.
That's how you do it. Yeah, exactly. Tasha and Dennis, my mom used to call that smelling like a wet dog. Damn. you know, one of the saddest moments of this episode, I really felt for her because poor Diamond, she's sitting down with Chris. And she can't get a break because as she's sitting down with Chris, having this nice, wonderful conversation that even Chris seemed to enjoy when he got to deliberation. I don't know how, because they never got through anything because she kept getting interrupted, right?
Yeah, yeah, because she hadn't really had a chance to have a good connection with Chris. And, and I think she even said that, you know, early in the episode. So I know she wanted to get to know him and he seemed like he wanted to get to know her. Christina comes in. Can I borrow him for a second? She's like, can you give me 2 minutes? Well, hold on. Let me just smell him one more time. And that's a power move. That was a power move Christina did, letting her know, like, girl, I got this.
And that's when she should have said, you know what? You know what, girl? Well, that just went to 5 minutes. Get on.
Now it's 5 minutes. Well, it wouldn't have mattered because Dominique shows up. She was going to get interrupted one way or the other.
Yo, Dominique is so ruthless for this because she just sits down, starts popping off questions, and then goes, oh, I'm sorry, I just interrupted all your whole conversation. It looked like y'all weren't talking about shit. Not her exact words, but that was the sentiment.
Yeah, ain't nothing going on over here. Let me just squeeze in. How y'all doing?
Oh, man. I mean, and your girl Cheryl says, what scent did Chris have on that made the women disrespect Diamond like that? Sly A says, poor, poor Diamond. Rodney Dangerfield of Ready to Love Detroit. You get no respect. No respect. Yeah. And Dominique was indeed diabolical with the way she did it. Because the way she just, she didn't even ask. She just sat down and she didn't insert herself in the conversation. She took over the conversation.
Yeah. Power move.
That's all that is. Jay Seso says, survival of the fittest. Got to get in where you fit in. Only the strong survive.
Yeah, this is a competition. This is a competition. Everybody doesn't win. Yeah. Everybody doesn't get a ribbon in these reality dating shows. So she's in it to win it.
Now, Tasha says they didn't need to do that to her. And Assumpt to Be says something I thought. As I was watching this the second time, I went, you know what? Was this kind of produced to be this way? Did they send them in? Because like Assumpt to Be says, this scene was produced clearly to get Diamond off the show.
Really? I don't know.
You think so?
I don't know, but I don't think so.
Sly says, Diamond, issue some subpoenas and sue them. Now, stories Simone shares says Chris let her take over though. Very good point here, because you're in that situation. Do you allow them to just do that still?
Yeah, no, if I really want to sit there with Diamond, I would say, hey, I appreciate that, but let me finish my conversation. I'll come look for you when I'm done. That's how you shut that down. At least let Diamond know that you're interested and it gives her a chance. I think Chris just liked the attention.
Yeah. Yeah, because he didn't like having to be in that mix in the first place. He was a little offended, you know?
Yeah.
So after all of this happens, they get the deliberation. As the guys deliberating with Tommy, what stood out to you in this deliberation?
A lot of the guys are feeling Christina and Dominic, actually, which is so funny because they put Dominic on the chopping block in the first mixer. Now a lot of people are vibing and feeling.
It was the new Dominic outfit.
Yeah.
It was that question she asked. Best man or ass man? And they're like, oh, that's right. Yes. They're not feeling a couple people. And of course, dragged to the front of the... Any surprise that Diamond was one of them?
I was quite surprised. But it's interesting. Diamond was one of them. But it was for a different reason. It was some people just didn't feel a romantic connection when they met her.
Chris said he did. He liked her.
Yeah, but it wasn't enough The rest of the guys don't. What enough?
Yeah.
Right. So Cardi didn't feel a romantic connection. Xavier didn't feel a romantic connection.
Definitely didn't.
It wasn't that she's bad or anything like that. You know, some of the stuff they said about Ashanti, it wasn't that she doesn't open up or share. They're just like, hey, she's cool. I just don't feel anything romantic. So I think that's fair.
Ashanti was also called up there, which we kind of knew that was coming because she kept those walls up. And she was, and she even said this, that, yeah, you know, I got to know you. How are we going to know you? How are we going to know you? You're not saying anything. These guys, I mean, again, and I get it because you're accustomed to having the guys just falling at your feet. I get it.
Yeah.
But in this scenario, it's every man and woman for themselves and you got to fight to stay alive.
Yes. Yes, you do. And apparently she didn't.
Well, you know, she didn't. She's up there. But she's safe because they didn't like Diamond more.
Yeah. I mean, I was sad to see Diamond go. I thought she was one of the... I thought she was great for the show. I'd have rather seen Ashanti go. But here we are.
Yeah. So, all right. So Diamond's gone. Richie's gone. And now YouTube channel says, worst feeling to be rejected by the rejects. That is mean in so many ways.
Yeah.
There are so many levels of mean in this. So many levels of mean. Because you just insulted everybody.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying, though. That's funny.
That's a valid point. Valid point.
Very valid point. Kendra says, oh, Diamond, I liked her. Yes, but she wasn't going to be... I'm not surprised that she was the first one gone because the guys are still attracted to Ashanti. So they still feel like they may be able to break that wall down and get to know her a little better. They just weren't attracted to Diamond. So
yeah, romantically. Yeah.
Now Jay Say So says something that obviously I think there was probably some in the live chat there about the you know, the brown skin woman getting gone. He said, hey, other brown women survive, so I don't see the colorism angle. Yes, we gotta stop doing the colorism angle, even though there are a lot of people who do survive on that, which is a problem.
Yeah.
But you know how I feel about that. Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's the case at all.
Of course you don't. You never do. You never do. All right, so episode 3 is on the way. We're 2 episodes in. We finally got an elimination. There are 2 people gone, now down to 18 singles. How are you feeling about the show now?
Good so far. I just want to see what some of the dates and things they're going to be doing after this, right? At episode 3. So I'm curious to see what that looks like. But so far, I still give it a thumbs up for where we are right now. And of course, I do reserve the right to change that thumbs up at any time.
Sometimes in the middle of the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Something to be says, I want to marry the teacher. Oh, goodness. Hope he ends up single.
All right. Are you in Detroit?
You know, you see now, it's interesting because you're going to get to see a lot more of these people as it goes along, right? Like your girl Cheryl said, good so far. Way better than Philly.
100%.
Which I'm sure you totally agree with.
I do. And I think it's even better than Dallas, than LaRon's episode. So, you know, a season. So I think it's better than that group.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see. Because Detroit's going to have some, there's going to be some action this season. We're going to cover it this entire season. Hopefully it doesn't take us 6 months like it did the last one.
Yeah, all right? I know.
Please, Tommy, come here. Don't do that to us again. Will, Packer. Yes, sir. You. Don't do that to us again, please, sir.
If they take another break, this might be the last time. So I'm like, I can't keep doing this.
Oh, by the way, something to be wanted to let you know. She's in D.C., not Detroit, but close to D.C. This is a direct flight. Delta is a direct flight. Detroit's a hub.
From DC to Detroit? Okay. That's a
Delta's a hub. I mean, okay. Detroit's a hub for Delta, so yeah. all right, and then we still got, for all of our members, we do have a story time coming up this week. It's either going to be tomorrow or Thursday. So do us a favor, while you're here on this one, hit that like button, right? If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. If you're a member, make sure you hit the bell for those notifications. Everybody, matter of fact, hit that bell for notifications so that you can make sure you get it for when we go live for story time with Terrell.
With Terrell.
I was hoping you'd catch on to that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the will to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.